As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
The Knicks are rumored to want Andre Drummond. Is this a good move? Kyle Lowry plays the perfect Kyle Lowry game in what was likely his last game as a Toronto Raptor, and the Kings and Pistons pull off a minor trade involving DeLon Wright and Corey Joseph. It's trade deadline day. I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Thursday, March 25th. Hey, good morning, everybody. 8 hours away from trade deadline. Might just sit here and do an 8-hour live stream because we haven't had a lot of big trades. We haven't even had a lot of minor trades. We've had one minor trade, which we'll get to a little bit later here on what you need to know. But first, I wanted to start with a rumor that seems to be the hottest rumor of all those rumors out there. Andre Drummond to the New York Knicks. Now, Andre Drummond has been sitting out for the Cleveland Cavaliers because it's expected that he is going to move at some point, whether it's a trade or even a buyout. And with the Knicks, if they don't get him in a trade, there's talk that he might sign a long-term deal. It's like free agency with the New York Knicks. That one is perplexing to me. I'm a little bit worried for the New York Knicks here that they might turn into the New York Knicks of a few years ago, just signing vets to long-term deals that doesn't really benefit them. I think Tibbs and this front office there have done a really good job with what they've got right now. They've got young players playing. They're flying all over the place. They're doing a really, really good job. Why bring Andre Drummond in, especially if it's a long-term deal? You've got Mitchell Robinson. Just gave you 30 minutes the other night playing his butt off at the center spot. You might say, well, they brought in Derrick Rose. Things worked out okay. Derrick Rose has worked out well. He's playing a minor role. He can play beside Emmanuel quickly. Andre Drummond would be playing the exact same spot as Mitchell Robinson. You can't play them together. Plus, they have Nerlens Noel, who is playing well. I'm worried that the Knicks are going to turn into this team again that just gets a little bit ahead of themselves. They're on the verge of being good. Just sign guys who can complement the players around them and not necessarily take minutes away from them. They're also rumored to want Victor Oladipo, who is in the same scenario, but he's at a point where he's not even playing all that well. Like he's in the Andre Drummond boat where he's a vet and could help you, but Victor Oladipo has not looked like himself since that injury he had last year to, you know, try to work out the kinks, but with the Rockets this year, he has not looked right. So he would be a rental, but I don't like this sort of idea for the New York Knicks. Now, Victor Oladipo sat out for the Houston Rockets last night. It was for personal reasons, not because he was being dealt. The Rockets' winning streak, ended at 1 after they had lost 20 straight. The Hornets beat them. They moved up to 4th in the East, although it's a glut. 4 through 9 separated by just 2 games. They've got good news. LaMelo Ball will be reevaluated in 4 weeks, so good for them. Victor Oladipo, back to him. I thought we'd see more guys who are rumored to be in deals sit like him, although it was for personal reasons. But no, all those guys rumored to be in deals, they were playing, like Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry ain't sitting. And if this was his last game as a Raptor, it was a perfect game. Didn't score a ton, but impacted his team a ton. 8 points, 9 assists, plus 42. His team beat the other team, the Denver Nuggets, by 42 points when he was out there because Kyle Lowry does what he does. He walked off at the end of the game like Kyle Lowry does. The patented Kyle Lowry waddle, said goodbye to the cameras in what was likely his last game. But no, guys aren't sitting if they're rumored to be out. I was rumored to be traded. I was a little surprised by that. What if a guy gets injured? I'm just a worrywart. The Raps snapped their 9-game losing streak. And a little bit more on that game. The Raptors TV broadcast on TSN was the NBA's first all-female broadcast team. Megan McPeak doing the play-by-play. She's great. She's got the gravitas. She does it for the Raptors 905. She's just got the pacing. She was great. It felt like she was in the arena where the game was being held, although she was watching it on a monitor. Kia Nurse doing the color commentary. She was intelligent. She was funny. That's a hard job to do, to be both intelligent and funny. And she pulled out the get the garbage out of here at one point. Kayla Gray also has got the gravitas as a sideline reporter. Then you had Amy Audibert and Kate Bearness in the studio. Bearness opened the broadcast with a message to all girls and women out there watching, saying, you can do whatever you want to do. That was a great message to start and a great broadcast and great move by TSN and the Raptors. Moving on to another guy, Evan Fournier, who's been rumored to be in deals. He hit the game winner for the Orlando Magic over the Phoenix Suns. What a way to go out with the Orlando Magic. He's hit 60% for his true shooting mark for the season. He is having a real, real good season. Then he got on the Zoom call and got pretty emotional when talking about whether or not this was his last game with the Orlando Magic. Again, another guy playing. Nobody cares about injuries these days. Maybe I'm just soft. Moving on to the one minor trade. Detroit and Sacramento. The Sacramento Kings get DeLon Wright, who is the best player in this trade, to back up De'Aaron Fox. They need depth. They want to win. On the other side, the Detroit Pistons get Corey Joseph and 2 second-round picks. Now, Corey Joseph is on a non-guaranteed deal for next year. They just want to get younger. Corey Joseph probably won't even be with the team next season. They want to play Killian Hayes and Sabin Lee. They even have Dennis Smith there. So the Pistons, to me, get the better package because they get 2 second-round picks. Although the Kings getting DeLon Wright, getting a little deeper, they want to win, so that makes sense. They've got a bunch of guys who aren't even playing for them, like Jabari Parker. So this helps them in the short term get below the cap, helps financially, and they get a guy who's guaranteed on a good deal to back up De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton, and it shouldn't take any minutes from Halliburton there. Now, the Kings got what they wanted on the floor as well. They got a win, beating Atlanta behind De'Aaron Fox's 37 and rookie Tyrese Halliburton's clutch play and free throw shooting. And the Pistons on the floor, they lost to the Pacers. So both teams involved in a trade got exactly what they wanted. The Pacers got exactly what they wanted from Caris LeVert, who hit a game winner, banged home a 3-ball. Good to see Caris LeVert, a guy involved in the 4-team trade for James Harden, coming back after a mass was discovered on his kidney. He is a big game shooter. He likes to take big shots. Pacers excited about that. I'm going to fly through some of the other games that happened on an 11-game night in the association. The Bucks held on to beat the Celtics in a tight game down the stretch, even though the Bucks led by as many as 25. Daniel Tice had a shot from the corner to win it for Boston. Didn't go down. Moral victory for the Celtics? Yes, they are the second worst fourth quarter team in the NBA. So for them to fight back against Milwaukee, who has been extremely hot lately, I guess. But the Celtics are an enigma. Will they make a move here at the deadline to try and shake up that locker room? Because they are just not playing to their capabilities. A talent far better than what their record shows. The Mavericks routed the Wolves. Only 14-6-6 from Doncic. Kristaps Porzingis must like playing against Karl Anthony Towns. He had 29. The Wolves are so up and down. Do they trade a player like Ricky Rubio, who is solid for them in the starting point guard spot and is sort of a mentor to Anthony Edwards beside him? Because they're in this funny spot. They're not getting any better, but do you take another step back? You know, do you pull off what the Detroit Pistons are trying to do, or do you try and do what the Sacramento Kings are trying to do? I think they go that route because they're trying to show Towns, trying to show Edwards that they're trying to win games. The other games on the night, Memphis beat OKC, who is now sitting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. because of plantar fasciitis. Our own Skeets points out, this is probably just because they're winning too many basketball games. Now, I think it's a balance of both. You don't want SGA getting hurt, but at the same time, it's a good point by Skeets here. If they were in a playoff run, they would be playing SGA. Who's balling? Chicago, the NBA's worst fourth quarter team. They lost to a Colin Sexton-less Cleveland Cavaliers team. Maybe the Bulls aren't back. The Clippers routed the Spurs, and the Jazz routed a Nets team that didn't have any of their big three. That's it for me. Make sure you check out a full No Dunks episode after the NBA trade deadline has expired at 3 p.m. Eastern. They will wrap up all the trades, which will happen today. There'll be multiple trades. Will they be big? You're just going to have to tune into No Dunks to find out. I'll be back tomorrow to give you the news as fast as I possibly can as I bang this mic. Sorry, JD. I'll talk to you then.